Woman charged in ISIS-inspired plot to bomb New York State Capitol. FBI agents foiled an alleged ISIS-inspired bomb plot on the New York State Capitol on August 19 that they say was concocted by a local woman who had pledged allegiance to the terrorist group earlier this year. Jessica Bowie, 35, of Albany, New York, was formally charged on August 20 with attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, the U.S. Department of Justice announced. The FBI discovered and stopped the alleged plot, which included a plan to kill state senators and destroy the building, the statement said. As alleged, Bowie plotted to deploy an explosive device at the New York State Capitol, intending to kill public officials and to destroy as much of the building as possible before fleeing to ISIS-controlled territory in Syria, Assistant Attorney General for National Security John A. Eisenberg said in a statement. The New York State Capitol, built between 1867 and 1899, houses the governor's office, the state legislature, and the famous Million Dollar Staircase. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said on X that she was grateful the FBI and the New York State Police made the arrest. The state strengthened security at the Capitol and across the government after a rise in violence and threats against public officials this year, she said. While there is no immediate threat at this time, we will continue working closely with our law enforcement partners to protect New Yorkers and keep our community safe, Hochul said in her post. FBI Special Agent Joshua Parker, assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force in Albany, detailed the investigation into Bowie's alleged plans in the court complaint. Bowie converted to Islam about 5 years ago and adopted the Islamic name Aisha Saif, Parker said. She also used social media to spread anti-American messages using a dozen profiles, he said. Between May and July, prosecutors said several of her accounts praised Allah for the 9/11 terrorist attack in New York in 2001 and allegedly also said she wanted to poison infidels. She also allegedly relayed other messages supporting terrorism, according to the FBI. On May 28, Bowie posted messages indicating she had pledged allegiance to the ISIS terrorist group and to people who engage in jihad, which can mean violence when used by the terrorist organization and its members, according to Parker. Authorities allege Bowie planned the attack on the New York State Capitol from about July 16 to August 17. An FBI confidential source posing as an ISIS facilitator spoke with Bowie through a messaging app, according to the complaint. Bowie allegedly discussed her plans to attack the building in Albany over the next 2 weeks. On July 16, an FBI source acting as an ISIS facilitator asked Bowie about her views, and she allegedly told him jihad is an obligation until the Day of Judgment. That same day, Bowie allegedly asked for help on another social media platform to carry out the attack and later described the location as the state capital. Parker said Bowie also mentioned she wanted to fly to Syria to join other ISIS-controlled territories. Bowie then pledged her allegiance to the leader of ISIS on July 17 and surveilled the Capitol, walking around the building on 5 occasions between July 21 and August 9, according to court documents. Messages sent later suggested Bowie allegedly wanted to destroy as much of the building as possible and kill state senators while they were meeting. Investigators say she also wanted to destroy a lot of important documents. Investigators recorded Bowie at a home improvement store where she allegedly purchased about $200 worth of items to create a bomb on August 5. FBI informants met again with Bowie in a car on August 19 when they say she told them she was ready to carry out the attack. Bowie also told that she went from a little girl waving an American flag after September 11 to now having stickers of the fallen towers, Parker wrote in the complaint. She left the meeting with a firearm, magazine, and ammunition, and a fake explosive device in her bag. She was arrested by the FBI as she exited the car, according to the complaint. The complaint says Bowie told FBI agents after her arrest, "There's no helping me, you guys know enough. There's no helping me, I'm going to prison for the rest of my life." Bowie remains in federal custody at the Schenectady County Jail and was not reachable for comment. She faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and a lifetime term of supervised release if convicted. Her lawyers at the Federal Public Defender's Office in the Northern District of New York didn't immediately return a request for comment,